I love going to the grocery store. Those free samples. It's always a little awkward after you have the free sample. You're like, ooh, sausage, yeah. Well, see ya. Sucker. You kind of act like you're gonna get a case of it.
Well, this would be good for a party now, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Nah.
Gotcha.
When did we have to become members of all these grocery stores?
Are you a member of our secret club?
I'm just getting Doritos.
Well, that'll be $4,000. Or you can join our club.
I can't come to a lot of meetings. But I guess I'll join. I do feel guilty at checkout when they're bagging my groceries. Talk about feeling lazy. Hey, thanks for putting my groceries in my bag. Yeah, I could help, but I'll just watch. I'm exhausted from picking that crap out.
Next year you'll be able to eat again.
Broke ain't got no dough. Broke ain't got no dough.
We ain't got no money. We ain't got no money.
You're crawling way past your speed.
Yeah, we go shopping with Jill Cataldo.
Dave's not here.
We know.
Stupid.
Dave's not here. We'll play that in a second. So stand by. 591 Rock, 591 Roll. Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, the best grocery store deals of the week. That's right. The best grocery store deals of the week before the world ends. Jill Cataldo, C-A-T-A-L-D-O, Cataldo.com. Jill.
Yes.
What up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's getting really, really cold outside.
It's
so
cold out.
It's a good week for free soup.
Free soup. Everybody love free soup.
That's right.
Yeah.
Over at Jewel, Progresso Soup is on sale for a buck. And on my blog, JillCatello.com, I have coupons that are printable, two of them, for $1.10 off a can of soup.
$1.10 for a can of Progresso soup. It's got chunky meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
I love meat.
A buck, so
what?
It's going to be free.
Usually it's a dollar. You can get it for nothing.
That's correct.
And all you got to do is go to JillCatello.com, print out a coupon, and give it to them, give you soup.
That is correct.
I don't like soup.
Well, then give it to someone who does.
Just if I don't like to eat soup.
Okay. Well, no one said you had to eat it.
I didn't say it's good or bad. I'm just saying I don't like soup. I don't know
very
why.
Odd.
You know, and it was free.
I tell you what I do like. I do have a fond memory of tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwiches.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's an excellent meal.
Hank used to make that for me, my lovely mother. She would make a big tub of tomato soup and a grilled cheese sandwich cut in squares, just little teeny triangle squares.
Triangle squares.
Whatever they are. I don't, whatever a triangle is. I was bad in geometry, is it? Yeah, or geography. I was bad in both. I didn't know where the cheese came from, and I didn't know how to make the actual shape of it. Yeah, but I do. Didn't I tell you I love soup?
You just said you hated it.
And I love it now. I love it now because the memory's great.
There you go.
Jill Cataldo, Grocery Bay. What do you got?
Well, along with your free soup, still at Jewel, Ronzoni pasta is on sale. $2.29, buy one, get one free. The coupon trick is to use two coupons because you're still buying two, even though one's free. There's $2 off from the paper, so you're going to get two boxes for 29 cents. That's like 15 cents a box.
Two boxes of what?
Pasta.
Did I tell you I love soup?
Yes, you did.
All right.
I'm twice a widower myself.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Well, my first wife, she died. She drank some poison soup at a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And then my second wife, she died of strangulation.
Mm-hmm. And
she wouldn't drink her soup.
That.
Hey, Cassandra, what can I do for you? Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the coupon queen, is on the line.
Oh, I wanted to play the game. Where's Dave?
Just a second.
Okay.
What was the question?
Dave's
not here.
No, we're not playing yet. Back to you, Jill. Go ahead, please.
No problem. Over at Meijer, Smucker's Uncrustables are on sale. Have you seen these, Johnny?
No, Uncrustables.
Uncrustables?
Kids love them.
They do. They are. Well, why don't you tell us what they are, Ken?
Yeah, can't Mr. Kids Love Everything?
They're little circles of, like, pre-made peanut butter and jelly, and they're frozen, but the crust is cut off.
That's correct. They are a pre-made PBJ sandwich with no crust.
Oh, my God.
They're so lazy in this country.
That is amazing.
Frozen, so if you put them in the kids' lunch, they're by the time it's lunchtime, they're thawed out and just right.
All right. In my right ear, the noisy, obnoxious human called Vince just yelled, in my right ear, melt in your mouth. I don't know if he's asking me out or if he's telling me he likes peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
And they also do peanut butter and honey crustables.
That's correct. They have grapes, strawberry, PB&J, grilled cheese, honey, wheat, and peanut butter.
Oh, this sounds great. Why do kids cut the crust off bread anyway? I never understood that.
I don't either.
What is the... Why cut the crust off of a bread?
I think it's a different color. My son used to eat it, and now that he's getting closer to four, and he's just now decided he doesn't like the crust. I think all kids go through this.
The crust phase.
Sometime around 10 or 11, they go back into eating the whole sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But there's got to be something, though, in a kid's brain that triggers them to cut the crust off. Now, what is it? Why would crust be so weird around something? It's like they think it's a border. What is it in a kid's head? I'm being serious.
No, you may be onto something, because my son will nibble right up to the crust and leave these perfectly formed little crusts on their plate, and he never used to do this.
Yeah,
and
maybe they think it's like some border, or it's part of the wrapping because it doesn't match the rest of the bread, but there's something in their brain that goes, don't eat the crust.
Don't be a glutton. Yeah. Leave a little something.
Leave a little something for the people in India, as my dad would say. I'd say, here, take these peas and send it there. What do you mean? Don't be a smartass! Now, Jill.
Yes.
I do not understand this Jill Crustable story you're telling me, but I like the concept. They're called what again?
Smucker's Uncrustables. It's exactly what Ken said. It is a sandwich, pre-made, frozen, with no crust. And you pull it out and you let it thaw and you eat it.
That's what she said. All right. So now.
Yeah.
All right. This would be good. So as Ken
I gotta make
says,
a note of these.
You throw it in your lunch.
Uh-huh.
You throw it in their lunch, Ken. Is that what you say?
Yeah, and by the time lunch rolls around at school, it's all thawed out and ready to eat.
Yeah. I would eat my lunch on the way to school, so that wouldn't work for me. I'd have broken teeth. Jill Cataldo now. We have some, what do we have here? We have soup. We have rod pasta. Now, what's the next thing you just said?
The Smucker's Uncrustables. Normally, these things are almost $3 a box.
Yeah.
They're kind of expensive. They are on sale at Meijer this week for $1.45 each. Meijer's own website, and my blog also has a link to this, jillcataldo.com. On Meijer's website, they have a dollar off, too. So they end up being 95 cents a box. That's about as cheap as you're going to see these.
May I speak to Annette, please?
Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Annette.
I think it's they don't eat the crust because it's harder than the rest of the bread.
Maybe their teeth are smaller and they hurt when they eat it.
No.
Yeah, I'm guessing. I don't know, but they all do it.
Well, Ken says no. There's never been a study on that in the American government. Why do kids not eat crust?
There will be. Give them time.
Give them time. Wait, when Obama's in or McCain, one of those guys is going to do it. The crust study.
But I think she's right. It's thicker, so you don't get the real peanut butter and jelly. It gets kind of overwhelmed by the bread.
Yeah.
Because when you're just eating that soft white bread, you're really just eating peanut butter and jelly with a little coating of bread.
Hey, Jill, is that the Smucker's Uncrustables? Are they at any store anywhere?
Oh, yeah, you can buy them anywhere, but this deal on this price is at Meijer this week.
Is it? Are there a lot of preservatives in this peanut butter and jelly?
There probably are, yes.
Yeah, see, that's why would you do that?
I personally don't, but I get people to write and ask for these specific things. So I say, okay, I'll look for deals. You know, I'm one of those moms, I use like whole wheat. You know, I really try to do good things. So
right.
Maybe something I wouldn't buy, but a lot of people do. Kent obviously buys them.
Yeah, because he doesn't care about his kids or anyone else.
No, I'm pretty insensitive.
That's exactly right. Thank you for finally admitting these things. Dave, you're on the line. What do you got?
Hey, Jenny, I just wanted to make a point about Uncrustables. It's like everything wrong in our society right now is people cannot make their own peanut butter and jelly sandwich anymore. I mean,
they're so busy.
I agree.
God. I mean, are you kidding me? It's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And if we can't do that, you might as well just, you know, hang it up in this country, I tell you.
This is everything you're... Why can't someone just throw some peanut butter on some jelly, put two pieces of bread, and eat it?
Anyway, that was my contribution.
It's a good contribution because you're right about that. Americans don't know what they're doing anymore. Who can't make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? I've got one right here. I have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich right here, right in front of me.
I like them.
I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's very good before a workout. It's great. It propels you into the... You know, I do 16-hour workouts a day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm running a triathlon in my head. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
What up?
You put peanut butter and jelly on bread because you like peanut butter and jelly, right?
Yes.
Is there any on the crust?
No, I don't put it on the crust.
That's why you don't eat the crust. You're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's just a lot of bread.
Hey, I just saw yours eating the bread.
Who wants to eat it? There's nothing on it. It's plain.
But I like it.
The crust?
Yeah, why not?
I'll save some up for you and take it over to your place.
Now, see, I've tested this. I've actually put the jelly and peanut butter all the way to the crust for my son, and he'll still nibble right.
Yeah, they know when to stop.
Yeah, they do.
I do recall that my mom used to throw the crust out to the robins in our backyard. Even the robins in Wisconsin didn't want it. The robins in particular. What is it, Brian?
Your poor neighbors or the birds?
The birds. The robin family. And they were from India. That's what my dad always meant when he said, save it for the Indians. Hello, Brian.
Yes, Johnny.
What do you
doing?
Want? What?
I just want to let you know that the Uncrustable peanut butter and jelly sandwich is the best peanut butter and jelly sandwich you will ever eat.
All right. That's it.
The great flavor. It's softest bread you'll ever have. You're golden. It's sold.
Esmeralda, you know what the next line is going to be out of my mouth, don't you?
No.
Yes, you do. Go get me an Uncrustable. I must test it now.
I thought I had to say a witty line or something.
You don't know. Uncrustables, I want to test one.
All right, I'll be right on it.
Yes, Brian. Thank you. He loves them. Wait, Brent, what do you want?
Hey, I just want to let you know that my wife's 30 years old and she still doesn't eat the crust on the bread.
There are weird eaters out there. Do you ever meet the person that won't allow his food to touch other food?
She's about the same way, too.
Yeah, like you can't have the peas touch the potatoes or the potatoes touch the meat. Do you ever see that group?
Yep.
Oh, that's a bad group to hang out.
To me, it depends what type of food.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
You don't like food to touch other food?
It depends what it is.
No, wait, Brent.
Like breakfast sausage in syrup? I don't like my sausage covered in syrup. It ruins the sausage taste.
Mm. I love that.
I hate it.
There's nothing better than putting a little sausage, a little syrup on there. It's all good.
I want my pancakes on a separate plate with syrup.
You are so high maintenance.
I know. I'm crazy.
He's high maintenance. Thank God I didn't ask you. You didn't accept my wedding invitation. When I asked you to marry me, you said no. It was the happiest day of my life. And I'm glad you and Sula are happy, but I could care less. Hey, Brent.
Yes.
So your wife, when she goes, does she cut her sandwiches like in half or just stops at the point, like cuts the, you know?
No, she actually cuts it off the bread.
Oh, that's crazy.
So, even toast. She peels it off.
Wow.
Even on the pizza, she won't eat the crust on the pizza either. That's the best part of the whole pizza.
It is.
Yeah, if it's a good crust, that is the best part of the pizza. Oh, man, I got to get me some Uncrustables from Smucker's. And you say they make peanut butter and jelly and honey and what?
Peanut butter and honey.
I have all the flavors here, actually.
Yeah, let's hear them.
Grape PBJ, strawberry PBJ, grilled cheese, PB and honey on wheat, and just straight up peanut butter. Which is really the laziest sandwich.
The lazy sandwich. That's a lazy sandwich you got there. Oh, I love that. Uncrustables. Well, put it this way. It's better for kids to take Uncrustables to school, even if there were a little bit of preservatives in it, than to some of the junk they get at school.
That's true. You're probably right about that.
Hey, did you ever have bologna? Listen to this one. Did you ever have bologna? Oscar Mayer bologna. I'm not talking about like some kind of healthy bologna.
Okay.
Oscar Mayer bologna. White bread, butter, and then Fritos, and then smash it down together.
As a child, yes.
How about sugar bread?
Like Wonder? Like the really fluffy white?
Yeah, sugar bread.
It's good.
You take that, you just slather it in butter, then you put sugar all over the bread, and then you shake it off, and then you eat the bread.
This seems so unhealthy.
I know. And guess what? My mom would just throw that at us like it was nothing. And no wonder they had six kids jumping around like they were higher than meth. She was making us high.
You turned out fine.
I sure did. I turned out to be delightful. What is it, Todd? Hello.
Yeah. What you do is you heat up the Uncrustables. It's awesome. It's a delicious, gooey, warm explosion in your mouth.
Listen to that. Did you just hear Todd's report? Todd, say it again, please.
Uncrustables, you got to heat them up in the microwave, but you can't do them too long because they explode. But when you heat them up, it's a delicious, warm, gooey explosion in your mouth.
Listen to that. Could you get a better endorsement than that?
No, you can't.
You heat up the Uncrustables, a delicious, gooey explosion in your mouth. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying nothing. Uncrustable. 95 cents a box at Meijer. That's what Jill Cataldo says, the bargain babe, the coupon queen. What else can I get for free?
What else can you get for free? At CVS, you can get some Bic Comfort razors for free this week. They are on sale for $5.99. When you buy them, you're going to get $4 back in extra care bucks. And this is what some of the drugstores like CVS and Walgreens do. They pay you to shop. They'll give you a coupon for next time for anything. So you're already going to get $4 back. In the paper last week, there's a $2 off coupon. So you buy them with that, you're going to pay $4 and get $4 back. So your razors are free.
That one sounded kind of confusing, but yet you can make it easy by going to JillCataldo.com.
Exactly.
Just go to her site.
JillCataldo.com, I will tell you exactly what you need to do this. It's actually not that confusing, and it's fun to get free stuff.
Yeah, it's very easy and fun to get free stuff. It's just anytime you have to cut it out, it's annoying. But go ahead, what else?
Over at Kmart this week, Kmart's been doing some promotions for couponers that are exciting because they're doing double coupons, which there aren't a lot of stores in our area that do. They will double all coupons up to $2. So if you take a $2 coupon, it's actually worth $4. When you do this, a lot of things become free. If you're using things, you know, with the double coupon, it exceeds the value of what you're buying. So an example of things you could get for free this week at any Kmart, Gillette's men's shampoo is on sale for $3.50. They have men's shampoo. You know, women apparently can't use it.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, it is. Gillette, that's what it's called, Gillette men's shampoo.
Right.
$3.50 a bottle. There's a $2 off coupon in the paper, so that is actually worth $4, and new shampoo is free.
There you go. Tony?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I was just going to let you know that you can have a plate of food and how we would just eat one item at a time, and it would just annoy the hell out of my mom.
All right. What are you saying, Tony?
Well, like when you have a big Thanksgiving dinner or something right. like that, you would eat the potatoes first, then you would eat your corn.
But wait, when you say we would, was that you, how you eat?
Yeah, that's the way I eat.
Okay, so you go to Thanksgiving dinner. You're going to put the stuffing on separate on one plate.
No, it's all on one plate, but I only can eat one item at a time.
So he's going to put the stuffing, he's going to finish that, and then he's going to get some turkey, he's going to finish that.
No, he's all on the plate at the same time, right? Only one at a time goes into your mouth, though.
Right, until I'm done with it. Then I go to the next item.
It is one item at a time on the plate till he's done.
Right.
No, he's not saying that, Kent. He's saying he's all on the plate at the same time, and he eats one item at a time. That's
right,
what he said.
I'll eat the corn first.
Yes.
Then I move on to the other side of the plate, eat the potatoes.
Yes.
Eat the turkey, eat the stuffing,
That's
eat the salad.
That weird.
No. See, what I mean? He didn't say he's taking a separate plate for each thing. He's only eating them one at a time. And so what if the corn mixes into the dressing?
Oh, I would separate it.
You would not eat it?
No, I would eat it, but I just make sure I wouldn't mix it.
And that is, what is that? Is that compulsion? What is that? Just the way you like to work, or?
That's just the way I've always done it since I was a kid.
You never, ever eat anything together? Like, you wouldn't put peas in with potatoes?
No.
Wouldn't take the turkey, dip it into potatoes?
No.
Never mix and match?
No.
I would say green peas on mashed potatoes is really good.
I'd rather have syrup on your head than that. All right, Jill Cataldo, what else we got there? Bargain Babe, Coupon Queen?
Still at Kmart with their double coupons, you can get a few other things cheap. Sure deodorant is $2.29. There's a dollar off from the paper, which is going to get doubled to $2. So for 29 cents, there's another cheap deodorant. And they also have Green Giant steamers, which are those steam-in-the-bag vegetables with the sauce. They're very good. They are $1.99. There's a dollar off coupon, which gets doubled to $2, and so your vegetables are free. And there's a lot of stuff actually going on at Kmart. You can, you know, go on my blog and find even more things you could get for free. But lastly, last week I talked about Taco Bell's promotion with the World Series.
Yes.
If you was a steal a base, steal a taco.
Yeah.
Well, in game one, there was a stolen base. So today, between 2 and 6 p.m., any Taco Bell, go get your free taco.
Pay attention now. 2 to 6 p.m., any Taco Bell, anywhere, any place, because someone stole a base in the World Series, you get a free taco.
That is correct.
How do you collect that? Just go in and say, give me my free taco?
You can even do it at the drive-thru. Yes, you do. That's exactly what you do.
I definitely want proof of that. I want to call some Taco Bells. I'll bet you they don't even know about this.
It's on their website, even.
You think any Taco Bell, anywhere, 2 to 6, get one free taco.
Correct. It's supposed to be nationwide.
What's in it?
It is a crunchy beef taco.
Crunchy beef taco.
Yes.
Yeah, sure, the standard taco.
I'm sure they put a lot of meat in that. Maybe like one little kernel of meat.
Well, I can't vouch for that. You call Taco Bell and ask how big those tacos are.
May I have my free taco, please? Would you like anything else? No, just give me the free taco. And how do they know you and I keep coming around and around in your car around the drive-thru?
They don't.
Well, that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to go to the Taco Bell and go around and around and around until I'm bloated.
Just a carousel.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, that's what I'm going to do.
Climb aboard the taco carousel.
the taco merry-go-round.
Can I have another? I have to change my voice every time. Yeah, like a taco, I won that Super Bowl, whatever it is, the World Series thing.
And by the time you get around, you would have finished your taco. You'd be ready for another one.
Right, you can do that Taco Bell taco in one bite.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Kat. That's great.
I can do one bite around.
Yes, may I have the Taco Bell taco? I just read on the World Series. Pull around.
I got Taco Bell. It's open.
Yes, may I have a Taco Bell?
Yeah, so no, it's 2 to 6, guy. Ring the Taco Bell. I want to just see something once. See if they're aware of it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. I got to talk about this fax machine. Thank you. Let me fax them. Let's have a fax radio show where I just fax things. People read it when I get on our website. All right, Jill, where do we get all this information again, please?
Well, it's time to check out. I'm Jill Cataldo. You go to JillCataldo.com for more deals.
Now you say it's time to check out. What is wrong with you people not knowing how to end something?
What would you like me to say?
You just said it. It's time to check out or something. Goodbye. So I know you're finished. How do I know you're finished?
You're the one who told me.
Look what
to
Kent
say
says.
It.
Kent goes, I'm finished. Then I know he's finished. You go. Drink. You go like this. I'm Joe Cataldo. It's time to check out. Good night. Or something like that.
But it's morning. I'll go talk to Taco Bell for a minute.
Just a second. Hello?
Good morning, Taco Bell.
Yes, what time can I come in and get my free taco today?
Huh? I don't know. Hold on. Let's go.
You like I do.
They're fighting about it. I'm not giving them a free taco.
They want somebody want to know what time they come in to get their free taco today. Can you call back in about 5 minutes? The manager will be in here.
Oh, wait. Do you know there's a taco competition going on? We come in, we get a free taco because somebody sold a base in the World Series.
Yes, I heard some about it, but I don't really know, so.
I'm going to come in and get mine now, then.
We're not open yet. They don't open until 10.
What if I just showed up there now? Could you just whip one up for me? Because I can't. I got to go to work before 10.
Now, you have to call back in a few minutes.
Isn't there any way you could just take a little meat, put it in a dish or whatever you do with that thing, and give it to me when I come through now and be there about 8:10?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because I'm not allowed to do that.
But I just saw the thing. It said the Super World Series, steal a base, get a free taco.
Well, I can't do that. I'm sorry. You'll have to see the manager. He'll be in here in a few minutes.
Do you have anything like that I could just eat something?
No, sir.
What about a piece of just a taco shell?
Sir.
Something.
I can't do that.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
You have a good day. Thank you.
Halloween candy is a good thing. Eat some every single day.
That's what I'll eat for breakfast.
Halloween candy is a good thing. Makes your troubles go away. Halloween candy is a good thing. Eat it, yes you can. So make some Halloween candy part of your breakfast plan.
Jill Cataldo, the bargain babe, the grocery queen, the coupon queen, JillCataldo.com. Everything she said. Free soup, pasta, the Uncrustables, which I'm going to enjoy. Free razor blades, coupons at Kmart. A lot of things are there free. And that Taco Bell thing, 2 to 6 today. All at JillCataldo.com.
97.9 The Loop rocks.
She was talking about this special they had on Smucker's Uncrustables. Peanut butter and grape jelly sandwich. They've taken the crust off a sandwich. They put peanut butter and jelly on it, and one of the and they put it inside bread. And Esmeralda has delivered this to me. So in one of these sandwiches, here's what you got. I said, there's got to be a lot of junk in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got 210 calories, 80 from fat, no cholesterol, sodium 220 milligrams. That's not bad. Total carbs, 25. Sugars, 10. Protein, 6 grams of sugar. 6 grams of protein. It's not too bad, this thing. It's not too messed up.
No, it's not bad.
What's the, oh, ingredients. Bread enriched unbleachable flour. Mm-mm.
Not good bread.
That's not good. Wheat, salt, dough, conditioners. They put some conditioners in here.
A little pert.
Pert. There's some pert in here. And there's some Dial soap in this sandwich. Peanut butter, peanuts, dextrose, sugar. Oh, no. This is not going to be good. Mom and Dad, take the crust off your sandwiches. But I'm going to eat one of these. You got to let it melt first. I got a whole box in here. You want one? Here, pass these out. Give Kent a sandwich.
You're very kind, sir.
Give Kent an Uncrustable. I know you're going to eat it. It looks good. I mean, I got to be honest with you. The sandwich looks good. All right, yeah, give Kent.
I really don't eat them.
You're not going to eat one? What do you want to do? Take them home? Take them home, then.
What, you don't want them?
No. They'll be melted by. I'm going to eat one of them. All right, here's three of them. For Lippy, Louie, and Lurleen. Here.
Oh, well, they like them.
Here.
That's what they take to school some days.
Ezzy, take the box, too. Here, take them. Give them the Uncrustables.
How do you know? You're going to take a bite and you're going to fall in love.
No, they're frozen. I can't bite it now anyway. So by the time you get it home, you'll be able to chew away. okay? Give him all three. They're right there. Give him that one. Give him the box. He'll be able to eat them then.
No, you'll have company over the weekend.
Mm, yeah, sure.
Serve him some Uncrustables.
Well, what do you got for an appetizer that goes good with a martini?
You got some Uncrustables, Johnny?
How about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Would you like that?